Welcome to the Stone World Podcast. I'm your host, Jason Camry, and with me today is Editorial Director Jennifer Riccinelli. Jen, how are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty well. It's sunny, not windy, not too cold here in Jersey, so it's a good fall day.
It's been starting to stress so up, cold.
Getting ready for Thanksgiving.
I know, right? I know, it's exciting. Yeah, so I'm excited to talk to you a bit today about the December issue and kind of everything we've been doing. It's been pretty busy for us recently. It feels like we've been going nonstop.
It has, because we have. This has been a busy fall, but it really feels good. I feel like we're all back in the swing of things. You and I had been traveling wearing our tile hats, and we're at Total Solutions. We've also been to some workshops. I was at Marmomac. So it's been a busy couple of months.
I know. And then we have all the Thanksgiving, then Christmas, and then, Tice right after that.
Yeah. We're already planning for that. We are now in the process. Our nominations are wrapping up for Fabricator of the Year. Voting will open on December 1st. So anybody listening to this and hasn't voted, make sure you go and vote for your favorite candidate. Mm-hmm. And that will remain open till December 30th.
Yes.
And right after the new year, we will announce the winner, or I believe there'll be a sneak peek. And then we will present our 2022 Fabricator of the Year at Tice.
Yeah, which is awesome. It's always a good time. Obviously, if you're at Tice, everyone's like invited and welcome. You don't need tickets or anything like that. Just show up and crash the party. And it's a lot of fun. It's always a good time. But yeah, so I guess diving into some of the things we've done, the big one I want to mention about myself, because I like to talk about myself sometimes, is I recently got to work with the Natural Stone Institute and a lot of the people there that are part of the Gary Sinise Foundation Rise Program. And I know somebody's going to yell at me from NSI if I got that wrong, but I think that's the right wording for it. That basically, we put together a podcast, featuring a wounded veteran, and we talked a bit about their story. We talked about what the NSI did with the Gary Sinise with RISE and the whole project, and we had a bunch of different people on it. It was really, really cool. It was probably arguably probably the best podcast I've done in a while, for sure, but I would say probably the most important one I've done, which was really nice. It was really, really awesome to be a part of and put up there. So that's to say, if you have not listened to it, definitely pause this, go listen to that one, and then come back to this one.
Absolutely. If you haven't listened to anybody out there, it's definitely worth the time to listen to it. Not only is the wounded veteran's story incredible, what he went through, but then his positive attitude and outlook on life is amazing. And Jason, you did an awesome job pulling everyone together, and we got it published on Veterans Day.
That was to give some people some inside baseball behind the scenes stuff there. That was a tight one to do. We did it more or less about a little less than 2 days. We recorded it beforehand, like at the end of the day. And there was a great team effort by on all sides, really, with NSI, us, and everybody, to edit this thing, get it, get it coded, get it all that needs to go out into the different parts of wherever podcasts go nowadays. And it was pretty cool to be a part of. And it was a really, I'll be honest, if anyone's listening to this, it's kind of a hard story to listen to at times, because he doesn't hold back. He doesn't hold back. He's open and honest about everything, which is what's really, really cool. So it's interesting. It's a good one. It's interesting. And it's for any fabricators out there, this does affect you in the sense that if you ever want to be a part of this, you can reach out to the Natural Stone Institute, and they'll be more than happy to like get you involved if you want to like be a part of this and help out our wounded veterans. So it's not even like closed to people, like it's open to almost everyone. So
yes, it was all a great story all around.
Yes.
And you have been busy. You've talked to a few other people recently as well.
Yeah. It's nonstop talking, which is good. It's fun. I enjoy that part of it. I guess going back in time a bit, we recently talked to Dave Easton of Lurvy Stone, and he's the location manager for that company. And we just talked a bit about his business. We talked about natural stone in the landscape setting, which was pretty interesting to hear his view on things, because I'm doing this from memory right now, but I'm pretty sure he's based right outside of Chicago or right by Chicago. I forgot which. But, you know, you don't really think of like outside landscaping necessarily with Chicago. So it was kind of cool to like hear what they're all doing out there, and kind of how their business hasn't changed, but what it's been doing since COVID, you know, during COVID, and how it just it's still going strong. Business in general just seems to be going strong. There's really no slowdown, which is weird but awesome. So that was that, and then the next podcast you'll hear after this one is I got the opportunity to talk to Egon and Travis from Breton, and we talked about shop automation, and you'll see an article kind of based on shop automation a bit, and it got excerpts from the podcast put into that article, but just talking about like different parts of shop automation. I feel like when you talk to people still, they don't understand it fully, which is fine because it can be a very complicated thing, or they think, oh, I have to be like nothing or everything, right? There is no like in between. And it's always cool talking to Egon about this because he's really good at kind of breaking down. It's like, look, it might not be right for you, right? Like all aspects of automation might not be right for you. Parts of it might be right. And his job is to try to find what makes sense for your business. And to kind of talk about this stuff in a broad scope of this is what, you know, makes sense for some businesses. This is what it will do to your business. This is what you need to be prepared for. So if you're ever curious about automation and how it may affect your shop, it's probably a good primer podcast to listen to just kind of like get a rough idea and kind of understand. And same with the article too. We talk a little bit about it in the article for the December issue. So
yeah, you have been busy for our December issue because you also did our Inside the Shop, which I just read this morning, and that sounds like some business they have going.
I'm going to convince the powers that be to send me over to the two Classic Granite and Marble. he is outside of Virginia, I believe, or in Virginia, around the Virginia area. And his shop is very impressive sounding. It's a very, very cool story. Just kind of, we got to discuss kind of the growth of his business. Tony is his name, Tony's business. Got to discuss the growth of his business and just kind of the different decisions at I guess key moments, right, of what spurred that growth, what he did that was different to the area, what he did that was different for business, whatever else. So it's a pretty cool story, and he's a massive shop. I think now he said he was what, 93,000 square feet or something like that.
Mm-hmm. And just yeah,
huge. Yep. Huge business. So I definitely want to go check it out sometime. But yeah, it's a cool story. You know, it's always fun hearing from fabricators all about your business. I really enjoy hearing this. I know, Jen, you always enjoy hearing about this. And that's why if anyone's listening to this as a fabricator, you should let us know if you ever want to be featured, because we're always looking for new people. So
absolutely. I was just going to give that plug as well. You want to share your story? Let Jason and I know. We're always interested. Looking for new people to share.
Mm-hmm.
And along the line, speaking of fabricators, I guess the last order of business is I think we have firmed up. You know, we do the Stone Summits with the Natural Stone Institute. So we have our 2023 roundup all confirmed. So if you go to our website, you should be able to find those dates and locations. I know we're internally already fighting over who wants to go where.
Yeah, there's some good places this year. So,
well, I think that's a lot that we have going on right now as the year comes to a close, which is crazy how fast this year went by.
I know. And I guess we have to finish this podcast with the very cliche of I'll talk to you next year on the podcast.
Very true, because this is our December podcast. Yeah. So next time we talk to everybody, it'll be 2023.
A year later.
So happy holidays. Happy New Year.
Yeah.
And we will see everybody soon.
All right. Take care, everyone.